This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right. I saw this last night. It was about 3 in the morning because, you know, I couldn't sleep last night. And it said, having just one night of bad sleep can raise your risk of Alzheimer's. So at 3:30 in the morning, I said this to my friend, and she was up also. And we're like, what? And then we said it to my buddy, and he was up. Now it's like 4 in the morning. Now none of us could sleep. This is ridiculous. They say sleep deprivation may raise the risk of getting Alzheimer's. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I am so screwed. So screwed. One sleepless night. Every night for me is sleepless. I mean, I got 5 cats. I have 2 dogs. My husband snores. I have my own issues with gas. I have to wear a night guard, and that to me tastes really gross and slimy, so I don't like that. And I just can't get comfortable because, you know, I get numbness and tingling in my legs sometimes because I have a herniated disc, and I don't know. It just isn't fun. And then on top of that, I'm starting to get hot flashes. I am so screwed. All right, let's look at this big, huge study. A study of 20 people. Okay, 20 people. 20 people. And you're making headlines of 20 people. A study of 20 people found a night without sleep increased the beta amyloid protein in part of the brain by 5%. I am so screwed. People with mild memory loss have 21% more beta amyloid in their brains than healthy elderly people, while those with Alzheimer's disease have 43% more beta amyloid. That doesn't sound good. While previous studies have shown similar brain changes in mice, this is the first to show brain changes linked to Alzheimer's after a sleepless night in the human brain. They say sleep is vital in clearing away the beta amyloid. And remember, these beta amyloid can form clumps in the brain, blocking pathways for memory and other sort of functions. So it's not clear if the effects of a sleepless night are long-lasting or are seen only the day afterwards. Okay, so when I was in training and we were doing 36-hour shifts back-to-back, it was actually less painful to not fall asleep. You fall asleep and then get ripped up out of a sleep was worse than you just stayed up. And you got a second wind. It's amazing. I don't know if you guys have ever stayed up for 36 hours straight. But you go all day, and I usually get tired 2, 3 in the afternoon. All right, but then the night comes. And you get kind of excited at night. And, and you're, got some codes, and you're busy, and, and then you kind of start having the hospital to yourself, and the night crew is always kind of fun. Nobody says this, but the night crew is pretty cool. The night nurses, custodial staff, and, because there's no administrators there. And so you got to joke around, whoever's on. Hopefully you're on call with somebody fun, somebody cool. This was pretty cool. No hookups. No, never. The call rooms there. Oh my gosh, the bed wasn't even a bed. Because you don't really sleep when you're on call. If I remember correctly, it was like a prison cot. It was the box spring and the mattress was like an inch thick at all, and the pillow was a small. It's not a comfortable bed at all. And they were squeaky. So every time you turned around, it was squeaky. You really wouldn't hear a lot of people squeak because if anybody did fall asleep, they were in a dead sleep because they were tired. But the night crew, nighttime was kind of fun. All right. Patients were starting to fall asleep. Then at about 3-4 in the morning, you start getting tired. And you want to take a little bit of a nap. And you start to doze off. That's assuming you don't have any admits or you're not in surgery or whatever. Or not delivering a baby or you're not getting called by the ER. But then, 5 o'clock, you got to start rounding on your patients. Because 6 o'clock, the residents want report. You have to round with the residents. And then by 7, 8 o'clock, the attending's there. Now, you're in full-blown new day. People are coming in. The other students who weren't on call are all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and teeth brushed and fresh makeup. And you're sitting there already having been up for 27, 28 hours. And they're like, gosh, your handwriting stinks. And you're like, I am going to shove this pen and this clipboard so far up your... Dr. Zadira, my last name was Zadira at the time. Dr. Zadira, what's going on with your patient? Okay, well, Bob here is a 45-year-old male who just has the same minute. Wake up, Dr. Zadira! That's not Bob. I'm like, are we done yet? So you go through rounds, you get yelled at. All right, since you don't know how to explain Guillain-Barré, why don't you tomorrow give us a report on Guillain-Barré in the morning? Now you're like, okay, whoa, wait a second. I'm post-call. I don't get to leave home till 6, 7 at night. Having been up for 30-some straight hours, I am going to fall asleep on the drive home, and now you want me to prepare a report for the next day that's going to take 2-3 hours? You got a problem with that, Dr. Zadira? No, I don't. I don't. I want to be a doctor one day. I'll do what I got to do. And then your medical student friends are giggling, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I will take my unbrushed teeth breath and breathe all over you. Oh, and if you had your period, you know how bad that would be? You almost went into toxic shock every shift because you didn't even have time to go to the bathroom and change. It was really crazy. So, going through all that, you wonder how much brain damage. I don't know. I mean, a lot of us, this was only a study of 20 people, and they examined them age 22 to 72 over the course of 2 nights. For one of those nights, a group were allowed to sleep from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. Oh, my gosh. Have any of you ever gotten to sleep from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m.? I can't even do that with an Ambien. Wow. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, people would rather take pills or drink a spoon of tea for their blood pressure rather than exercise. People would rather pop pills. This is a study that came out, presented at the American Heart Association's Quality of Care and Outcomes Research Scientific Sessions in 2018 in Arlington, Virginia. People would rather take pills or drink tea than exercise to treat high blood pressure. That's according to a survey. Exercising's fun, people. There's so much fun. I love exercising. Yesterday, last night, I did an hour workout, and in the morning, I had done a 25-minute workout. I worked out an hour and 25 yesterday. I was so proud of myself. I felt good. Did I lose weight? No, didn't lose weight at all. But it was so cool. The Dare findings demonstrate that people naturally assign different weights at, to pull the, what is it? This is Dr. Erica Spatz, an assistant professor of cardiovascular medicine in the Center for Outcomes Research and Evaluation at Yale School of Medicine, said our findings demonstrate that people naturally assign different weights to the pulses and minuses of interventions to improve cardiovascular health. I believe we need to tap into this framework when we are talking with patients about options to manage their blood pressure. We are good about discussing side effects, but rarely do we find out if other inconveniences or burdens may be impacting a person's willingness to take a lifelong medication or to exercise regularly. Guys, if you have high blood pressure and you have to take a medication, it is lifelong. Something to think about. But exercise doesn't always lower blood pressure. So that's something else we've got to be honest about. So in this survey, 1,200 adults were recruited through Amazon MTurk, I don't know what that is, and 100 patients attending an outpatient health clinic from March to June 2017. They were asked about four treatments proposed. A daily cup of tea. Oh, I'd say no. I'd be like, oh, hell no. I hate tea. Unless it's Long Island, no tea for me. Long Island iced tea. Or they got to choose exercise, pills, or monthly or semi-annual injections. Ooh, I might like that. An injection twice a year for my blood pressure? I mean, I have good blood pressure, but if it ever rose, I might do that. Most respondents were younger than 45 years old. To prevent high blood pressure, which is the leading risk factor for heart and cardiovascular disease, the American Heart Association recommends regular physical activity and other lifestyle changes. Healthy diet, limiting alcohol, stress management, healthy weight, not smoking. In addition, medications can be prescribed to help manage blood pressure. And medications were the most preferred method to manage high blood pressure. 79% said they'd be willing to take a pill to have an extra month of life. 90% for an extra year of life, and 96% would take a pill if it would give them an additional 5 years worth of life. A daily cup of tea was the next preferred. 78%, yeah, these were Americans. I'm really surprised that Americans drink tea. I just don't get it. I don't like tea. You know what freaks me out about tea? You stick this bag in there, and it leaks stuff out of the bag. And then there's like tea leaves. There's sediment at the bottom of your tea. And then some people read those. I don't know. I just don't get tea. I'm sorry. I don't like it. I don't like it. It's like Brussels sprouts. Why? What's the point? So 78% said they drink a daily cup of tea for one extra month of life. 91% for one extra year of life, and 96% for extra 5 years of life. Exercise. Only 63% would do it if it gave them an extra month of life, 84% for an extra year of life, and 93% for an extra 5 years of life. Now, the least preferred option was a shot. Oh, what a bunch of weenies. Are you kidding me? Weenies. 68% said they'd take a shot every 6 months, 85% if it would add a whole year to their life, and 93% for 5 years. Monthly shot, even less people like that. More than 20% of the respondents consider the treatment's burden exceeded the gain of their calculated life expectancy. Around 20% said they would receive care beyond any of the four methods. All right. Let me tell you something. I'm very new to this prescription thing, people. I am very new to this, and I got to tell you, I'm kind of scared about the whole pill thing. Not from taking pharmaceuticals. I'm a huge fan of pharmaceuticals. I love the pharmaceuticals. I'm an MD, and I see them work. I see them save lives. But you guys know that I'm, you know, starting to go through perimenopause. So I can still get pregnant, all right? But I'm starting to get the hot flashes and trouble sleeping and all that. And so my doctor noticed my vitamin D is low, and I knew I was going to have to take vitamin D one of these days. So now's the time. Because I had an ulcer, I have a stomach medicine I take. Well, I'm starting to go to the pharmacy. I remember I told you she also gave that vaginal estrogen pill? That's $40 a month. Just that pill alone. So between my hormones, between the stomach medicine, between the vitamin D isn't as expensive, I'm going to start having a monthly bill. I don't like it. I just got a call while I'm on air from the pharmacy that my prescription's ready for pickup. What prescription? What other prescription? And my guess is it's a refill of the tummy medicine, because I'm not taking the tummy medicine as often as I should. I should, because I don't want to get another ulcer. But I've got an ulcer because I'm getting called by the pharmacy to pick up another prescription. I don't want to be going to a pharmacy every month. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be sticking a pill into my... I don't want to be doing that. But I have to. These are things I have to do. You guys don't want to listen to me doing it, do you? I tell you guys all, you're like, please. I love exercising. And I know a lot of you guys that don't exercise, you're like, look, I don't want to go to a gym. You don't have to go to a gym. Walking on a treadmill, you could do in your own apartment. It's cheaper to get your own treadmill than to go to a gym. Now, some of us like the weights, like the elliptical, like the row machine. I love the row machine. I just love the row machine. I'm into that. Don't ask. And I love having the variety of things, but I don't like to be there when you have all these skinny minis around, you know, and here I am in my Bart Simpson t-shirt. I don't like people seeing me without makeup. And so I like to work out in the privacy of my home. And like Homeland. So Homeland is on. So I saw Sunday's episode last night, and I was only allowed to see it if I was on the treadmill. And I let the commercials run, so it was a whole hour on the treadmill. You know, and you can do whatever incline you want, whatever speed you want. Now, let's say you don't even like that. Another thing that I like to do that really gets a good sweat going is I like to take a racquetball. I like to take a ball and just basically hit the ball against a wall. If I don't think anybody's looking and it's a nice wall, right, in kind of a private area, you just sit there and hit the ball against it and run and chase after the ball. In 5 minutes, you are already sweating. And it's fun. You're just hitting a ball. You don't have to be working out in front of anybody else. You don't have to be on a program. You don't have to set a set workout on the machine. You're just hitting a ball against a wall. It doesn't cost a lot of money. And then the other thing that I really recommend you guys do is if you really don't want to exercise or call it exercise, put on your favorite music and dance. Dance around the room. Shake your tushy to the music. Close all the curtains so the neighbors don't see you. Pretend to sing and dance. Do 4 or 5 songs. You've got a 20-minute workout in. Just because we say exercise, it doesn't mean you have to be on a bicycle. Or you have to be playing football. Or you have to be, you know, hitting the weights. No. Running around and exercising and dancing, it works. If you can make sex last 20 minutes, for us it's only about 45 seconds, but if you can have a 20-minute sexual encounter, that's exercise. Your heart doesn't give a damn what your feet are doing, whether you're dancing or... as long as your heart is up and you're moving, pace. If you want to talk to yourself and plan out the day and plan out what you need to do or pray... You could pray while walking back and forth in a room. Whatever you do, whatever you notice you do for 10, 20, 30 minutes at a time, why don't you do while you're walking back and forth the living room or back and forth the hallway of your house? You could walk back and forth the hallway of your house. You could do it to music. That could count as exercise. There are so many different things you guys could do as exercise. While you're at work, tap your fingers, tap your toes, suck in your stomach, Kegel. I don't care. But, you know, exercise helps so much. Now, not all exercise will cure your blood pressure or your diabetes. But it sure the hell is better than nothing. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Did It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe, maybe you'll stand back to me when I tell you you're just so.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we got a lot to talk about here. So there was a study looking at 2,100 adult emergency room patients under 50 years old at Bellevue, which is a large public hospital in New York City. They found that 155 patients who said they smoked marijuana at least 20 days a month, 51 heavy users said they had during the past 6 months nausea and vomiting that was specifically relieved by hot showers. Now, we talked about the syndrome that people get from smoking chronic marijuana. The authors of the study estimate that up to 2.7 million of the 8.3 million Americans known to smoke marijuana on a daily or near-daily basis may suffer from bouts of CHS. They think 2.7 million people are suffering from CHS. What is CHS? So, it's cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome. It's a constellation of symptoms described as nausea, cyclic vomiting, abdominal pain, an intense urge to take hot shower or baths, and it affects those that smoke marijuana chronically. It is not an overdose of marijuana. It is not an overdose. Case reports began surfacing in about 2004 when patients were presenting to the emergency room with these bouts. Then they test positive for marijuana, and they would improve when they stopped smoking pot. Apparently, the hot baths and showers provided temporary relief. We believe of some perceived hypothermia, maybe caused by a marijuana-induced dysregulation of the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus kind of regulates our temperature or our perception of our body temperature. I think maybe the marijuana kind of messed with that. So people would feel really cold, get the shakes, or get into the hot shower, hot bath, and feel better. I guess more recently, Dr. Kenan Hurd, this is written at drdahliawordpress.com, and his team at the University of Colorado Hospital began studying CHS as they noticed a spike in people presenting to the ER with these symptoms. In 2012, you know, Colorado had legalized marijuana for recreational purposes, so they were able to see more and more of these cases once marijuana was legalized. And about a year ago, he had said, we saw this on a daily to weekly basis. The biggest problem we've seen with this disease is that until now it's been unrecognized, and therefore these people are suffering longer than they need to. So what is causing CHS? We're unsure. Now, cannabis has been well known to help decrease nausea and curtail pain. We use cannabis or marijuana for cancer patients who have chemotherapy-induced nausea. So then why would it induce vomiting and abdominal pain? One theory is they think the chronic overuse of cannabis presents as these severe symptoms. Maybe the body or the gut can only take so much. So the body is starting to sense a toxic amount or sense an overdose. So it results in this defense mechanism to throw up. Again, CHS is not an overdose, and it is not a withdrawal from marijuana. So an overdose or acute intoxication of marijuana can result in paranoia, psychosis, dry mouth, memory loss, red eyes, chest pain, blood pressure changes. You can even have a heart attack or stroke from an overdose of marijuana. If you are withdrawing from marijuana, you're going to be irritable, you're going to be anxious, you'll have difficulty sleeping and craving. CHS occurs while you're using the marijuana, and it goes away when you stop using it. So it's this cyclical, chronic thing. Can it kill you? I have not heard of anybody dying yet from CHS. However, severe vomiting could cause dehydration, and it could cause kidney failure. Can you make your CHS worse? Absolutely. If you smoke more marijuana to help the nausea, you're going to add more fuel to the fire. So what do we do in the ER to treat CHS? Well, we got to give you IV fluid. We have to give you fluid, and we got to give you antiemetics to stop you from vomiting. Sometimes we'll use haloperidol, which is an antipsychotic. Sometimes we've used benzodiazepines, which is like Xanax or Ativan or Valium. They say some cases even found using narcotics helped. Some doctors use dopamine antagonists, but they say the most effective treatment is stopping smoking. Will CHS become an epidemic? We don't think so, because marijuana and people chronically using marijuana have been around for a long time. The only problem is I think we had a lot more cases than we knew because people were diagnosed with the flu. So you have people shaking, you have people feeling cold and having vomiting and diarrhea, and they want to take a hot shower. Years ago, and if they didn't admit that they smoked pot, then people would think, well, it's a GI thing. It'll go away. And so I think a lot more people have this and just were diagnosed with flu. Now that we have more legalization of marijuana and people less concerned about admitting that they smoke it, we may see more numbers come up. So it may look like we have a lot more. So what does that mean? Well, it means if you use this heavily, you need to be careful. So I wrote a piece on this, and it's on my Facebook and Twitter, so you can check it out, and hopefully it helps you guys. But chronic smoking of anything sometimes gets to you, and this is a very, very interesting sort of side effect. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a non-adhesive adhesive patch that may be able to measure your sugar levels without you having to prick your finger. Scientists have created a non-invasive adhesive patch, kind of like a Band-Aid, that could hopefully, without piercing the skin, draw glucose out from fluid between cells across hair follicles. And then this is assessed via an array of miniature sensors using a small electric current. The glucose collects in tiny reservoirs and then is measured. Readings can be taken every 10 to 15 minutes over several hours. They say, crucially, because of the design of the array of the sensors and reservoirs, the patch does not require calibration with a blood sample. So, finger prick blood tests are unnecessary. Apparently, there was a study published in Nature Nanotechnology. The research team from the University of Bath hopes that it could eventually become a low-cost wearable sensor that sends regular, clinically relevant glucose measurements to the wearer's phone or smartwatch wirelessly, alerting them when they may need to take action. They say an important advantage of this device over others is that each miniature sensor, this is so cool looking, of the array can operate in a small area over an individual hair follicle. This significantly reduces the inter- and intra-skin variability in glucose extraction. Hair follicle, that blows my mind. Also, it increases the accuracy of the measurements taken, such that calibration via the blood sample is not required. So, you slap on this patch, and it could, based on fluid leaking into your hair follicles, figure out your sugar amount. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second. So that means if it reads under 100, it may be a different range. Okay? It may not read it in the same range that we do with blood. You know, depending on how we take a sample. It's gonna, you know, like if you take a sample through urine versus something else, it's a different scale. But that could be phenomenal. And the reason why is I think there's a lot of diabetics out there that are weenies. Hey, if I was diabetic, I would not want to prick my finger. I'm not afraid of needles. I just wouldn't want to do it 3-4 times a day. At first, when you start becoming a diabetic, we need to watch and monitor what foods do what to you, what your sugars look like before breakfast, after breakfast, midday, after dinner, before bed. So we have you prick your finger, and then we study. If you eat Italian one night versus Chinese, what happened to your sugar? So you learn. People hate that stuff. It sucks to have to stick a needle in your finger. And then you're bleeding all over the book, and you bring it to me as your doctor, and there's blood all over the book, and I'm like, dude, really? You could have put a Band-Aid on before you wrote your number down? You're making me bleed! So, it would be really, really cool to have this sensor, and it looks really Star Trek cool, so that should be fun. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, there's a man that ate the world's hottest pepper. And then he landed in the hospital, not because of his tongue, but because he had thunderclap headaches. This is some scary stuff. So, a 34-year-old man ended up at Bassett Medical Center in Cooperstown, New York, with what clinicians call a thunderclap headache. We'll talk about those in a sec. And what happened is he ate a Carolina Reaper. Now, we talked about these peppers, and I guess the Carolina Reaper, according to the Guinness World Record, is the hottest pepper in the world. He was eating a hot pepper. He was at a hot pepper eating competition. He immediately started experiencing dry heaves, which is not unknown in the hot pepper eating world. But then a pain in his neck and head came on him like a thunderclap. It passed, but over the next few days, he experienced more of these thunderclap headaches. So he sought medical attention. Scans of his head and neck showed the kind of constriction in some arteries that could cause intense headaches. And the scientific term for this temporary narrowing of the arteries is reversible. It's called reversible cerebral vasoconstriction syndrome. And it's painful. Dr. Kulothungan Gunasekaran, one of the report authors at Henry Ford Hospital, Detroit, said for that same reason, the man must have been particularly sensitive to capsaicin. The Carolina Reaper is a popular pepper, and many eat them and experiencing nothing worse than just, you know, well, their tongues are having some issues. Their tongues hurt. But there was a case where somebody had eaten three Carolina Reapers, and it was pretty, pretty bad. The Reaper has been measured at more than 2 million Scoville heat units. That is the scale for hot peppers. Measurements vary, but a really hot habanero might come up to 500,000 Scoville units. So the Reaper, we're talking four times that, 2 million. Patient was fine, no lingering damage. But thunderclap headache scared the hell out of him, but I don't think he's ever going to have a pepper. Again. A scale of 1 to 10, it is way off the chart. And it acts like somebody's about to have a stroke. It is that bad of a headache. A new study does suggest that capsaicin, being investigated for its role in alleviating pain and lowering blood pressure, could have unexpected effects on certain people. Cayenne pepper pills in a capsaicin patch sold in China and Turkey have been blamed in medical reports for two non-fatal heart attacks in young men. Why? Because it resulted in spasms of the arteries. So they're not advising against the Carolina Reaper, but if I was your doctor, I would say just hell no. I guess this Reaper has been bred to reach record levels of heat. Wow, it's crazy stuff. They say people who eat whole Reapers are just being stupid. That's according to the Reaper's creator, Ed Curry. But Smokin' Ed, as he calls himself, also gave the impression that it wasn't such a bad thing. We eat them all the time. No ill consequences beyond pain. But he said people who eat whole Reapers are just being stupid. So, there's also the Death Nut Challenge that involves eating hot peanuts. Guys, I don't understand you guys and your challenges, like the Tide Pod challenges, the condom challenges. It makes no sense, people. So these thunderclap headaches, I get scared by them because I think they could eventually turn to a stroke. They're very dramatic. They strike suddenly. They peak within 60 seconds. You get nausea or vomiting. You can have altered mental state, fever. You can even have seizures with this. Now, we don't know the exact cause, but that vasoconstriction could lead to a stroke. Could also lead to bleeding in the brain. Membranes covering the brain. You could have a rupture of a blood vessel. Tear the lining of an artery. Leak some cerebral spinal fluid. According to Mayo Clinic, you could also have death or bleeding of the pituitary gland. Maybe a blood clot in the brain could be an underlying cause. High blood pressure, meningitis, encephalitis, ischemic stroke could be a cause that may trigger it, but I've never seen that with eating something spicy, but it could trigger a very similar response. So we CAT scan you initially to make sure you don't have a bleed in the brain. We may spinal tap you to also make sure there's no blood or meningitis or infection within the cerebral spinal fluid. MRI gives us more further assessment. And MRA, magnetic resonance angiography, will let us look at the blood flow. and see if you're having issues with your blood vessels. So thunderclap headaches are not fun. Wow. All right. We have your top dirty dozen list of fruits and vegetables with the most pesticides. Each year, the Environmental Working Group lists the dirty dozen. This is being reported by WFMY2 News. Others view the report with skepticism, but this Environmental Working Group has given us a lot of interesting articles. About a third of all strawberry samples had at least 10 pesticides, a study found. One sample found an astounding 22 pesticide residues. Now, EWG, or Environmental Working Group, is a nonprofit group advocating for better human and environmental health. So this report was based on its findings of nearly 39,000 U.S. Department of Agricultural tests of 47 fruits and vegetables. It found nearly 70% of conventionally grown produce has pesticides, and almost all, 98% of the fruits they found contain at least one pesticide. Now, I mean, we know there's pesticides on them, you know, but pineapple, papaya, asparagus, onions, and cabbage, more than 80% of the time, they had no pesticide. So pineapples, papayas, asparagus, onions, and cabbage had less pesticide contamination. So who are the dirty dozen? Well, for fruit, you had strawberries, then came spinach, then came nectarines, apples, and grapes, then peaches, cherries, pears, tomato, celery, potatoes, and sweet bell peppers. They also included hot peppers in this, even though I'm not having a hot pepper after that thunderclap headache issue. No way. Now, the clean 15 were avocado, sweet corn, pineapple, cabbage, onion, sweet pea, if they were frozen, papaya, asparagus, mangoes, eggplant, honeydew melons, kiwis, cantaloupe, cauliflower, which I can't stand, and broccoli. So, you eat broccoli, they seem to have less pesticide residue than if you eat celery. You see, I like these foods. I like strawberries and peaches and pears and grapes and so I eat more of the dirty dozen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, have you guys heard of Troxler's fading? Paul Troxler, back in 1804, was a Swiss doctor. And he found that the brain stops paying attention to visual scenes that don't change. The effect is similar to what happens when you put your socks on. At first, you're aware of them, but then you stop noticing the socks. So with an image that's blurry and indistinct, there's little for the eyes to focus on. And if you combine that with an intense stare, the colors fade from view. And this is one of the reasons why some optical illusions happen. So I'm staring at something now for 30 seconds. And it has dots, purple and yellow and orange and blue. But you want to know something while I'm looking at it? The colors change a little bit. And the shapes change. And this is something on the computer that's not moving. Now, rather than the blue, I see more of the orange. Rather than the yellow, I see more of the purple. So now I see some white. So it's very, very interesting. This was kind of discovered back in the 1800s. They say, even though you may not realize that your eyes are in constant motion, making microscopic movements and adjustments all the time, it follows a brain scrambling quiz that people are using. And people are playing this, I guess, this quiz online. And they're finding that, depending on how long they look, their answers change. Very cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.